Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget you can also check out lots of stuff that we have up there for our good friend Jim Donovan, who's been with us now. Next February, I think it is, it'll be with us 7 years. We'll have a seventh anniversary with Jim Donovan, and we've been good friends there all that time. And he's the author of A Handbook to a Happier Life. He's one of the guys we go to when we're trying to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. 7 years?
Almost, in February, I think. Wow. But the nicest thing that ever happened as a result of our relationship, Jim, was you introduced me to your wife.
I knew that was coming.
you knew that's where I was going with that, wouldn't you?
Got me. Okay.
Georgia Donovan, which our audience also knows, when Jim did like me, he married up and anyway, we're glad to know both of you. Jim,
talking about too dangerous on my own.
Jim, I was just talking a minute ago before you got here, about the line between being a small business owner and being a regular human being, someone with a life, someone with a family, someone with a soul, someone with a body to take care of, somebody with alleged friends and you know, maybe even other interests, as hard as that may be to imagine. That line between those two things, between all those other things and our business, is not always easy to see. Many times it's imperceptible. And what I was pointing out, Jim, was that the more imperceptible that line becomes, and in fact, the more invisible it becomes, and sometimes it does become invisible, like there's no line at all, it just sort of blends, and all those things overlap with one another. The more that happens, danger is not necessarily automatic, but it is more possible, isn't it?
Sure. And that's a tricky thing, because if you're like me and you're doing something that you absolutely love doing, then that line becomes even blurrier. You know, it's very strange. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is to write. And when I'm on vacation sitting on the beach, I've got an attention span of about 10 minutes. And I'm looking for something to do. But I can't just sit there and watch the sun cause skin cancer or something. So I'll start writing. You know, so it's really difficult. It's an additional challenge to separate that. And I think it's an important thing to do. As you said, the more that line blurs, the more dangerous it becomes. And it was something, I wrote an article a while back about that. There's a technique that I learned from one of my favorite coaches, Terry Levine, called Extraordinary Self-Care Day. And it's something that's used in coaching. There's a couple of variations on the name. But basically, you take a 24-hour period from midnight to midnight, where you do absolutely nothing related to work.
What would that look like?
That would look like something you probably haven't seen in a long time.
I'd probably have to be medicated to do something like that.
Okay, it's very.
I'd have to have some good drugs or something to do that.
It's amazing. It's something. It's so foreign to most of them. I mean, I've been doing pretty much what I'm doing for going on 20 years, and it's so ingrained in me that even days that I'm not, quote, not working, I'm going to check voicemail, I'm going to check.
Yeah.
You know,
well, even my office is on the way to the golf course.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to swing by and do something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm always, I work a lot in my head, so how do you stop that?
Well, there's the rub. Well, have you been able to pull off one of these 24-hour days deals?
I do. I was trying for a while to do it every week. And I haven't accomplished that. That's the ultimate goal, is to have one day a week. The ultimate goal is to do it on a weekday. If you can get to
wow.
that, you really accomplish something. But I've settled at this point. I think I'm. And it was funny because I was listening to.
You mean you can't check email or voicemail or anything?
Can't check email, voicemail.
Now, see, I've gotten close to this, but I had to leave the country to do it.
Yeah, right.
I had to literally leave.
Pluto or something.
I had to leave the hemisphere to be able to do that. But I wasn't able to pull it off without a phone call or checking an email.
No phones, no email, no regular business activities.
And so, and if you start talking about business, somebody slaps you. Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's it. You know, well, you tried. You
know, put that. You know, you put that dog collar around your neck so they, if you start talking about business, they shock you.
Yeah, the electroshock. Yeah. First time I did this, it was very bizarre because I realized how much of my life was intertwined with my business and with business in general. Because I find the world of business to be fascinating. It's always been a hobby of mine. I'm like, what makes it tick? You know, how did this person get to here, and where did this idea come from? How did that company start? So I'll read business-related magazines. That's on the no list for that day.
Right. That's your fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
you do that for sport, don't you?
That's all the magazines I could find. I got to start reading Vogue or something. In Style or some weird thing. I've gotten away from the business magazines a little bit. But the first time I did it, it was really a challenge. I realized how much I was intertwined. But then once I relaxed into it, I went for a walk. I had a massage. I took a leisurely bath. We have a big soaking tub that I don't think...
Okay, we don't need any more information on that direction,
right,
there, Jim.
We don't go any deeper than that. But just things, pampering kinds of things that especially guys never do. Women do it, but guys don't do it.
So. Well, we never admit it anyway.
Yeah, right.
We might do it, but we'd never talk about it.
We don't admit that, gee, that felt good. You know, but just, and things, and then just by the time you get into it, an interesting thing happens because somewhere during the day, you kind of adjust to the fact that there is life without work. You know, you go out to dinner, go to a movie, go do something else.
Well, you know what happens, Jim? Here's what I think happens. It's a natural thing that gets established in your life. When you start a business, especially if, like you and me, where you start something from a blank sheet of paper, literally whole cloth, in the first day, you know, you got all this possibility, but no substance.
Right.
And then after time, in time, you know, the substance starts catching up with the possibilities, and then you hire some people. Maybe you get some people to help you, or things settle down a little bit where you're not subject to completely fail. And what happens is though. It's hard to transition from where you're so 100% absorbed that you might actually leave it for a day and it would be okay. It's hard to know when that is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that you can actually, I mean, you know that there were times when you had to check your email, you had to check your voicemail, because there was a message coming in that meant life and death to you almost, to your business anyway.
Yes, but you know, the reality is nothing is going to happen in 24 hours that's going to really be back.
But you don't believe that when you're in the throes of getting this business off the ground. You don't believe that, and probably rightfully so. Stand by, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Donovan. He's going to keep helping us sort this out. He's the author of Handbook to a Happier Life and the husband of an outstanding lady, Miss Georgia Donovan. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Donovan is our guest, and we're talking about gaining and maintaining some balance in your life. And, you know, Jim, by the way, give us your website before we go any further.
Website is Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
And we can find the book there, Handbook to a Happier Life.
Find all kinds of things there.
And wherever, it's also wherever books are sold, too, isn't it?
Wherever fine books are sold.
And a couple of places where they're not so fine. And
that's it.
And our good friend, folks, many of you know Mark Allen.
Yeah.
Mark Allen is your publisher. And he's a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. So his publishing company, New World Library, published Jim's book. And so that's always fun to see two friends to get together like that.
People think I'm crazy because I love the people at New World, and the people in bookstores said they never met an author that liked their publisher. I think they're wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No. Mark is the best.
Yeah,
no, he's got a model that, unlike any publishing company I know of, other than maybe mine.
He has a book, Visionary Business.
Mm-hmm. My audience knows about that book.
Yeah, and he runs his company on that.
Yep.
It's really, in 25 years, I think he's had one lawsuit and they settled it out of court.
Yep.
Not heard of.
No, that's right. He really shares with his employees. He does a good job of that. But Jim, let's get back to our discussion about getting some balance in our lives. You know, I like your idea about getting away from things, but you know, for most of us, we got to schedule that. We can't just pop up and say, "I think I'm going to do that today." We have to actually have to
put it in the calendar. You got to put it on your calendar. Say, okay. I mean, I'm going to go back. I was listening to another one of my favorite people, is Jack Canfield, and I was listening to Jack on audio yesterday in the car, because I constantly listen to things on a car so I can keep my brain going in the right direction. And he was talking about the same thing, about taking that period of time, because your brain needs that release to let the ideas that you have incubate and to really get the creativity comes from the time that we're not working. I mean, I know that to be true. I get more ideas walking on a beach than I do anywhere else.
My ideas come in the morning when I wake up, between the time I wake up and I walk out the door.
Well, that's because your mind is clear. Every time you get out the door, now the world hits you. Now you have 200,000 things going on in your brain at the same time. But if Jack was talking, I reaffirmed to myself, I recommitted to myself that I'm going to do this again. I got off track a little bit, and I'm just going to take Sundays, because that's kind of a, you know, out of the Sabbath kind of thing, and I'm not doing any work on Sunday. I usually don't work on Sundays, but I'll do email in the morning. You know, I'll do a little something to feel like I've got a jump start on Monday. But what happens is you wind up working all the time. And that line, like you said before, that line starts to blur.
And become imperceptible and in fact, invisible. And so, and what happens is it spills over into your personal life when with your family, with your friends, with your health. You wind up forsaking your health and your spiritual well-being. That can happen as well. But now what I'd like to point out though, Jim, is just because you're passionate about your business, just because you want to do all these things, you want to keep working, you want to work all the time, that's actually a good thing. I actually admire that in a business owner. If you have that kind of desire, that'll get you through a lot of tough times. But what we have to do is set up the mechanism to get yourself disconnected a little bit. I actually would rather have somebody who I had a little bit of trouble disconnecting from their business than somebody who didn't have so much trouble. I think the former would be more successful ultimately than the latter if they can get organized with separating their personal and their private.
I think
the business and the private.
The fact that it's difficult is a good thing, but I think it's also necessary that you do it. And the interesting thing is, just because you're out walking around town Christmas shopping on a Wednesday, or you're walking on the beach. You can tell I like beaches, right?
I was going to say, that's a good image there.
That doesn't mean that things aren't happening, because things are happening below the consciousness in your mind, for one thing. And things are probably happening in relation to what you did yesterday. You know, because it's like planning a vacation. If you know you're going to go on vacation, you tend to get a lot of work done right before that.
Well, and Jim, another thing is, we're in business. Where can you go anywhere in the world with where there isn't business in front of you? I mean, how many times have you tried to get away from it all? You go to a restaurant, you get bad service, and you say, you know, I could help these people.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. And
I'm going to speak to the manager about this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to play into it, but I think that's probably a little different than actively doing your own. You know, if I'm on vacation, because when I go on vacation, I go to visit other places. And I always wind up talking to a couple of business owners.
Yeah.
Because I'm always curious what's happening wherever I happen to be. That's one of the ways you get ideas.
Every small business owner should be issued a sensory deprivation chamber.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about?
You get locked like a float tank. Right?
Yeah. And so you could, you know, if you go into small business, if you become a small business owner, you have to have a sensory deprivation tank, and that way there is no business in there. There's no light. There's no sounds.
And you go in there for 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, maybe not that long, but.
No, you don't want to do those for more than an hour or two. That could be pretty strange.
Right.
It might come out very profound.
Well, what I think you have to do, Jim, and you talk about this in your book, is you got to make sure you got your priorities straight, don't you?
Yeah. And you have to. I think it's a balance. You started out this call by saying that, you know, it's a balance, keeping some level of balance going on in your life. Where, you know, I've got to schedule some time for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I try to do that, and during weekdays, I'll take a couple of hours and just go somewhere.
Well, Jim, you're my hero.
Well, that goes two ways. Anybody's done as many shows as you have consecutively is amazing.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to have you here on the show, as always.
Anytime.
Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, Handbook to a Happier Life, wherever books are sold, and jimdonovan.com. Quick break. Right back with Jeffrey Dobkin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.